Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States State Department slams the Israeli government for not allowing Jewish worshipers to pray on the Temple Mount. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The annual report on religious freedom issued by the United States State Department has slammed the Israeli government for limiting the rights of Jewish worshipers on the Temple Mount and at the same time giving Muslims complete freedom to worship any way they want on this sacred site. Israel's official policy is to allow freedom of religion and worship for all, but the Israeli police prevent Jews from praying on Judaism's holiest site, the Temple Mount. The Israeli government has claimed the reason for restricting non-Muslims, i.e., Christians and Jews, from praying on the Temple Mount is due to the possibility of a Islamic reaction that could cause a major war. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An annual report on religious freedom issued by the United States State Department slamming the Israeli government for restricting Jews and Christians from praying on the Temple Mount is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The most recent report on religious freedom around the world, issued by the U.S. State Department, has slammed the Israeli government for not allowing freedom of religion and worship on the Temple Mount for both Jews and Christians. Israeli policy today is to limit the time that non-Muslims are allowed to even visit the Temple Mount, and there is to be no prayer offered on this sacred site by non-Muslims. At the same time, the Israelis allow the Muslim worshippers on the Temple Mount complete freedom. Religious Jews are praying that this State Department report will force the Israeli government to relax restrictions for Jewish and Christian worshipers on the Temple Mount. According to the ancient Jewish prophets, there will be total freedom of worship for Jews and Christians on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and possibly in the very near future. Zechariah says that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to Jerusalem and build his temple on the Temple Mount. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12. Isaiah foretold of a time when all worshipers would go up to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to learn as the Messiah teaches from this sacred site. That's Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 4. Micah, another Jewish prophet, said that the word of the Lord will go forth into all the world from the Temple Mount. And that's Micah chapter 4 and verse 2. The future of the Temple Mount is as the ancient Jewish prophets foretell. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...